Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Great news. The other day, I did a story on, who was it? Someone very influential. Shapiro was pushing back on Klaus Schwab and the global elite. And I started doing this back in 2020. And back then, you know, it wasn't very popular. But now it's really great to see that it's catching on. And you have people with massive audiences, huge influence, that are now pushing back against Klaus and the global elite, probably doing a better job than I ever did. At least they're definitely reaching more people, that's for sure. So whenever I see someone that's more mainstream, like Rogan or Russell Brand, I think it's great. It really makes me a lot more optimistic about the future. So let's get into this video that just came out today that he did, that you've got to watch this. You have to watch it just for the sheer entertainment value. It's hilarious. I was literally laughing out loud. And he's got great content, right? The information's awesome. He goes over some very valuable information that I didn't even know. I guess the president of Alibaba or CEO or something like that, I thought it was Jack Ma, but maybe not. Maybe someone under him or something, was at the World Economic Forum in Davos. And they were talking about how awesome it is that now they can track every single thing you do online and in your real life and give you a carbon score at the end of the month. And based on your carbon score, you'll get credits that you can exchange for stimmy checks. But some of the things that they mention are just unbelievable, to say the least. It's not like, oh, you used less gas this month. Here's your credit that you can use to get a stimmy check. I mean, could they treat you more like children? I mean, it's just like Chuck E. Cheese. You go in there and get your little ticket for behaving, being a good little Klaus mini-me, and then you can take your tickets and get your little trinket at the end. This is how the global elite are treating society, all 7 million rubes and inferior beings. But Russell Brand, just the way he lays this out is absolutely awesome. So let's listen to a bit of it here. I'll do some commentary. And then when we get done, you guys have to watch this video. And I think we should all go into the weekend feeling a lot better, knowing that the global elites are getting a lot of pushback, not just from George Gammon, Rebel Capitalists, and, you know, people in my space like Lynette Zhang and Mark Moss and whatnot, but they're getting pushback from a lot of people that have significant audiences, like Joe Rogan, like Russell Brand, like Ben Shapiro. And I think that's great news. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. play a couple minutes of this, and I'll put the mic down so you guys can hear it.
For example, 200 carbon credits are awarded when you lick your plate clean, and 554 if you take the subway. I don't want the state, the government, or any non-elected globalist platform giving me 200 carbon credits for licking my fucking plate clean. If I lick my plate clean in the privacy of my own home, that's between me and my plate. Klaus, can I get another ticket? Klaus, can I get another ticket? What kind of world have we been invited to participate in? We are the children of gods. Pyramids were built, Stonehenge, glorious ingenuity, a druidic past in shamans, and now we're getting invisible pennies for licking the plate clean. If I lick my plate clean, I ain't doing it because Klaus Schwab is going to give me a little ticket. I do it because I liked my dinner. It makes me want to not lick the plate clean or take the subway. It makes me want to get on a Harley Davidson that runs on orphans' tears and drive across Manhattan. Zhao Lei, who heads Alibaba's Cloud Low Carbon Campus project focusing on students, is cited as saying that the corporation is using behavioral science and technology to change people's perceptions and make low carbon fashionable. The problem is not the conduct of individuals. Individuals didn't invent mass production. These ideas are social constructs. Individuals don't invent huge industries that pollute. The individual is at the arse end of these exchanges. We're essentially just little nodes, little tiny dangling docket tadpole things on the end of vast networks of power. And that's the way they like it. And do you think you're going to get more power in your life if you let Klaus Schwab know every time you lick a little bit of Arabiata sauce off of a bloody plate? I don't think they actually even really care about carbon footprints. Because if you really did care about carbon footprints, you wouldn't run a big fuck off massive factory in China that released carbon and toxicity into the air. Like, I think that what they've found is another way of making themselves look good while monitoring and controlling the actions of ordinary people. So meanwhile, big fuck off factories in China can continue to pollute however they want to pollute while you are monitored and given a penny piece for licking your plate clean. Is the world getting any better, Paul? Just keep licking your plate. There's another great cloud of carbon released into Shanghai. Yeah, just keep licking your plate, son. Keep licking your plate.
There you go. I won't play the whole thing, but Russell Brand, he doesn't really understand economics that much, but my goodness gracious, that guy talented. And I don't agree with him on everything, but especially when it comes to the global elite and kind of their interactions, let's say, with these huge corporations, and which is basically fascism. I couldn't agree with him more. And it's just, again, awesome to see him pushing back in a way that resonates with so many people. Because, you know, I can sit here and do these live streams and I can do the whiteboard videos, and a lot of people enjoy those. But I don't have the skills of a Russell Brand. So I'm never going to be able to reach that many people because I don't have his talents, right? I mean, we do like human beings. We like to get the knowledge, but we really like to get it in a way that's entertaining. And boy, oh boy, is that guy entertaining. And the great news, I didn't show you guys this, but I've got VidIQ set up on my YouTube so I can see different channels and how many views they get per month and whatnot. Kind of some of the back-end analytics. And Russell Brand on his channel gets about 30 million views per month, about 1 million views a day. I mean, that is, to put that in context, between George Gammon and the Rebel Capitalist channel, my two channels, they get about 1.5, maybe a little over 2 million per month. He's getting that almost per day. So again, great news that someone that has that type of audience is giving these, pushing back against the authoritarians and the central planners. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.